Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkwardly
social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. I'm trying something a little different right now. I'm currently filming myself on my phone, and it's kind of a weird thing. Somebody gave me advice of, you know, comedian Sam Tripoli. He was telling me I need to introduce a video element, but I'm always convinced nobody really wants to see this face, especially since I don't make many facial expressions. At least I don't know when I'm not doing it, although I'm suddenly aware of myself. So even though I can't see me and I have no idea what this is going to look like when I'm done, because I tried facing it forward so that way it gets the better of the two lenses on the phone, we'll see how it goes. So that'll be the end of that. It's December 27th and my Christmas tree is still up. So I'm using that as a backlighting, because usually when I try to film something, there isn't good enough lighting, but the Christmas tree is still on. Right now, or it's still up rather. So I turned it on. I opened the blinds, which I never do, to let some natural light source in here, and turned on all the lights that weren't immediately behind me. So this is as good as it gets in here without actually setting up some kind of like production lighting. And I picked the one blank wall behind me, which I should probably put something there if I'm going to be doing a video element. But I didn't think that far ahead. I was literally just in the middle of washing the dishes, and I said, I should record a podcast right now and just throw it out there, see what happens with it, and then move on from there. Because I have been crazy sick lately. Nothing insane, just like a cold that just really hung on during the holidays. So much so that when I was opening my gifts, it almost seemed like I was not... Like, I seemed very reluctant to open my own gifts. And just so anybody who actually got me something this year, I apologize. I've expressed it at the moment. I was feeling sick, so I couldn't jump for joy over the things that I got. Don't get me wrong. I know that you may have gotten me something like a voltage tester, something like that. But I actually wanted that. I didn't ask for it, but it was always something where I was like, I should get a voltage tester. Because up until recently, my toolbox and my tools were always so very limited. It was like that one screwdriver set that you buy when you first start living on your own, and parts that kind of like little tools that you borrowed from somebody that you've yet to return or just find on the street kind of stuff. And my toolbox, which was pretty pathetic, initially had things like some... you know when you're assembling an IKEA furniture and then there's like extra parts that they give you in case you need to assemble something or you miss a part? All of those missing parts or spare parts were in my toolbox. The wheels that go underneath these like movable shelves or drawers that I didn't put the wheels on, those were in there. And like random toys that I had from McDonald's or something that you get from the Happy Meal. Shit like that was just in there. So there was nothing really useful. There was no real tools. And now I'm slowly building that collection and feeling so very... manly is not the right word, but self-reliant. You know, I felt more like, okay, I can fix things now. I mean, I remember when I replaced the thermostat to my own truck, the entire time I was just like, I'm so manly. I just did this thing, and all I had to do was follow these YouTube instructions and go to my buddy Robert's place, and he kind of pointed it out to me because I had no idea what I was looking for. And then suddenly I did the thing, and I felt, I mean, I'm surprised I didn't kiss my own guns or something, you know, just been like, mwah, I did it. So manly. Then I had a beer, which I don't have beer, but, you know, you celebrate the way that you can. And so getting something like that is actually something I would be happy about, getting a voltage tester. And I did, and I was very happy about that. I'm pretty happy with what I got this year. And I'm never not happy with what I get for Christmas. I'm not, you know, even if it's something, I don't really ask for things, but if I do and I don't get them, I still don't really care because somebody took the time to get me something. Like this year, I got a hat, which when my hair was much shorter, I would wear those like 1940s cab driver hats, you know, when I would go on stage or just in general in life, which I didn't know. I was wearing that kind of look long before I started doing stand-up. And then when I started getting into the stand-up community and I would get up on stage wearing the things that I always wore that made me feel comfortable, There was a lot of comedians that were doing the same, and I was unofficially, or I was dressing like a comedian and did not know it, like the plaid and the hats and the yada yadas. But it, you know, it was a look that had already existed, and that's when I knew I had found my kin. But you know, my sister got me this hat. I got a cardigan, which I love. Plain cardigans are the shit because I don't like anything complex on me, and it's loose enough to wear. It's almost keeping you warm, but like thin enough to where there's at least a way for your body heat to get out. So it's like a happy balance. And in LA, where I'm at, it doesn't take much to kind of like warm you back up. Anything more than that's kind of excess at times. So that was pretty dope. Let's see here. I don't remember what else I got. The voltage tester, which is pretty good. Oh, I got a headlamp. Like, it's so funny. I got this headlamp where you... obviously, you put the shit around your head and you turn on the light. I was like, okay, I could use that for working on the truck, or if there's another earthquake, you know, and I can't hold a flashlight, I'll just strap it onto my forehead and I'll be good to go. That's actually not a bad idea. So I'm thankful for all that. Like, as a kid, I think I, you know, obviously there's a point where you tell yourself, I no longer need half the shit that I get or whatever, or the things that I want. Like, I've never been a guy who's like, I have to have the latest electronics, I have to have this or that. And I was never really that, even as a kid. But now, more so, I find myself just with the minimal stuff I'm very happy with. I'm very pleased. I have an aunt who, I've mentioned her on here before. She's a saint. I love this woman. And I don't see her enough, but at the same time, she is a great example of what a good person is, because she will still to this day do things to try to help out the homeless or people that just don't have enough, you know, for the holiday season. And she took in her own niece and nephews after both their parents were out of the picture and they needed somewhere to go. Otherwise, they were going to get separated. And she adopted all three, even though she already had a buttload of kids, and, you know, practically lived in a compound that had people that she took in, homeless siblings off of the street that, you know, hadn't quite figured life out here in the States. And, you know, people from her church, she would always host, you know, a lot of things at her place for large groups of people because she felt a responsibility to take care of others. And when I would go over there, I'd be a selfish little dickbag, just, you know, having the cereal that she bought for her kids and her nieces and nephews. And, you know, I was a niece and nephew, so she didn't really care. And so I would be serving myself cereal every day, raiding their fridge and not really being super appreciative of it. And one year she had got me a bag of socks, and I was initially a little bit upset about it because I was like 10 or 11, whatever. And they, you know, obviously, I needed socks because I was a stupid kid and I wouldn't clip my toenails, so I would poke holes through my socks quite often. And then I took stock of the amount of things that she was doing one day when it registered to me, the how awesome she was for what she did, because she built a larger family out of scraps. I mean, you know, it's like, sure, some people had sort of hand-me-down life, but she made sure that everybody there felt involved and had a responsibility over each other as well as within themselves. I mean, she made sure that people were as self-sufficient as possible while at the same time providing them a hub, a place to be. And that's amazing. And once I registered all that, I was like, you know what? The fact that she got me anything, that she even thought that much, says a lot. And, you know, she's seen me walk around and my socks around her house quite often. So I assume she probably saw that I needed them. And then the following year, I open it up and it's half a bag of socks, meaning she bought like just like the big bulk kind of socks, gave half to me and half to someone else. And I ran up to her and I hugged her and I thanked her because I knew exactly what that was. That was her doing what she could for me when she didn't need to. And it helped me out. I mean, because I needed socks. It's like the one thing where you never think about what somebody needs is definitely socks, especially the homeless. So she was doing that kind of stuff. And she still took the time to give that to me. You know, and I think now, even as an adult, I'm not much of a gift giver other than to like my nieces or nephews, but I really should, you know, take a moment to be able to just find a way to say thank you to her, because she is amazing. And I know she doesn't listen to podcasts, but she is an awesome woman, and her name is Carolina, or Carolina, however you want to say it. And she was just so awesome. So I, from then on, understood more of the value of everything that gets given to you. And I'm very thankful for that, because that meant that I don't take for granted those kinds of things. Maybe I might take granted of friendships from time to time, which is not necessarily something I do intentionally, but because sometimes you're so involved within yourself, or you're still trying to process things internally, that you don't realize that the people around you are still also kind of going through something. And I'm not like a self-absorbed person. You know, every time I start talking about myself for like a moment, even in the podcast, which is made for me more than it is for anybody else, I stop in my head, and I get distracted, because I interrupt myself to say, why are you talking about you right now? You're not really what's important right now. And when I do that, suddenly I want to hear what other people have to say more so. And I'm like, okay, be more aware of them. But there's nobody here, because this is a video and a podcast or whatever. Assuming I even put this up. Not to say that I don't want people to match the face to the voice, but I only have like a handful of listeners, and I don't think anybody really necessarily cares what I look like. They might see the photos on Instagram, and I usually look a little defeated or a little confused, but that's because I don't know how to smile in photos. When people take photos of me mid-conversation, I always look, you know, like really kind of ridiculous. I never quite look comfortable. And being aware of that fact, even though I get on stage and I do my jokes up there, I still somehow manage to have almost no expressions. And it's mostly in the voice. It's mostly tonally. So I feel like I wanted to create not an air of mystery, but like you in your head, you picture somebody way more animated than I actually am. Like right now, this is me attempting to be more vocal, more active and energetic. So if you're listening to this and not seeing it, that's why I'm saying these things. I'm going to put this up, because I have to put that up. So I'll put that up. Fuck it. Yeah. Anyhow, I hope you guys had yourself some great holiday seasons. I know a lot of people don't really celebrate the holidays. I know some people that don't celebrate because they don't have the money, or just because to them it seems like a waste of time, or it's not their religion, whatever. And that's totally cool, you know, to each their own. In any case, I hope you at least enjoyed this period of time while there was less traffic on the freeways. And, you know, I'm sorry if a lot of businesses were closed that you really wanted to go to. I know I wanted to hit up a couple spots that I was pretty bummed out. And if I can give anybody a bit of advice for next year, if you're going to stay home for the holidays, especially Christmas, like, get some food in the fridge before you start doing anything else. Because, you know, everything, I had to eat out every single meal on Christmas Day because of the fact that there's no food here at home. A lot of the places that I do normally go to were still closed. Either they closed really early or they opened much later. Although I feel like businesses are starting to like sway away from being closed entirely on Christmas. The theaters were fucking packed. Went to go see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is an amazing film. I knew I was going to enjoy myself when I heard Blacklicious Chemical Calisthenics at like towards the beginning of the film. And I was like, okay, that's a great soundtrack. That's a song that I probably listen to on my playlist, I don't know, at least a couple times a month, if that frequently, depending on when I hit random on it. But it is, I was like, okay, I'm going to enjoy the crap out of this. But everybody was there. So many people were at the theater, and I was expecting it to be kind of a ghost town. A lot of people were hungry. I mean, I tried to eat there at the restaurant that they have at the ArcLight in Sherman Oaks, but there were so many people eating. It's like, okay, this is going to take way too long. I'm going to starve to death. So I went to Denny's, and don't shit on Denny's, by the way. Denny's is pretty dope. It's not, obviously some people go there to sober up or like a last minute kind of thing, but I think because of my family always being like, oh, we're going to go spend Saturday morning at one of these kind of spots that like I have an affinity for, Denny's. You know, it's also a place where I had a very romantic date you know, like one of those high school things where you, when you first fall in love with somebody, you're just, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her. So we're flirting with each other here at Denny's. So this place has a lot of value, like that kind of shit, you know. But even then, the Moons Over Miami are fucking amazing. Nostalgia aside, it's just so fucking delicious. And if you say you don't like Denny's, but you like In-N-Out for the simplicity of their cheeseburgers and how delicious they are or whatever, you are lying to yourself, because you're just like, oh my God, this place looks culturally awesome. And Denny's is sort of like mass manufactured. I mean, it's just as basic of a meal, but it is so fucking good. I don't know. I can't speak for the rest of the menu. The Moons Over Miami are pretty bomb. And their coffee's good. So I got no complaints there. I'm currently being surrounded by my cats, who keep nipping at my feet and walking around. So they might make a cameo in this video at some point, because they are little assholes and they don't really care what I got going on. But yeah, no, it's been a good holiday season. And what's great about it is the one expensive thing that's going to be going on, and it's a pretty big one, is renewing the annual pass for Disneyland. And I got to tell you, that is, first of all, it's painful even when you break it down into monthly payments. But it's so worth it, especially since I've been trying to lose a little bit of weight. And part of the weight loss process was obviously eating healthier, but working out a lot more. And sometimes if I couldn't make it to the gym and I made it out to Disneyland, and at Disneyland I would somehow manage to walk 9 miles in one day, pretty much. And it was like so many thousands of steps that my feet are killing me. But at the same time, it's like, oh my God, I got, a lot of cardio in just walking, all around trying to get on different rides. And it's not, it's a workout. And what's really funny about it is that kind of makes sense for the following thing. Because earlier this year, my mom had a breakdown about my weight, because I'm currently 240 pounds. I was 260 pounds when I started working out. But at that moment, which I was kind of at my heaviest, or I think that might have been my heaviest, my mom pulls me aside in a very public spot. It was my nephew's birthday party, or my cousin's kid's birthday party, whatever that makes him, nephew twice removed, whatever the fuck. Anyhow, so I'm walking back to my table, and my mom, who had this look of like, you knew she was going to say something, because she had that look on her face where she was getting very sort of emotional, welling up. I'm a very vocal person because of her. If I have a thought or if I have to say something to someone, I will say it because I get that from her. But I also know to pick and choose where and when, what to say. But she doesn't have that. She's just like, I got to say this now before it's too late, which is never going to be too late. But I understand why she says this. She calls me over. She sits down. She goes, I'm very concerned about your health. You've gotten really fat. It's not even because you look less handsome, which is like not even the way that should be phrased. But she's pretty much saying like, you're not as attractive as you once were, son. And honestly, it's kind of gross. She didn't mean it that way, but she may as well have said that at the time, because that's all I could really hear. And she's like, I'm very concerned. I see you walking by and you're still going because there's so much of you. She didn't say that either, but she was very much like, I'm very concerned about your health. I want you to, get back into shape. You don't have to be skinny, but you really should lose some weight, because it's your health I'm mostly concerned about. Is I'm really just concerned with your health. And that wasn't the moment they got me to work out. It was actually just more of trying to be able to fit into my clothes more comfortably. I saw myself. I started doing more stuff on camera. And I didn't like the way that I was looking. So I said, all right, maybe I should lose a little bit of weight, that and I could even be a little more marketable for comedy and maybe even some acting gigs or whatever. So I started working out harder, eating better, and losing the weight. Right now, I've actually put on a few pounds back on because it was the holiday season, and I was eating all kinds of holiday food that's just not thin. It's not slimming food. And but I was on a roll. I was doing great. And I go and I see my mom, who I hadn't seen in a while. And she's like, so I've been like doing good, hitting the gym, feeling great. And I'll say this much. So I started the year off, or ended last year, around the same amount of weight that I am now. Maybe a little bit more, but not much more. I'd put on weight during the year when she said something to me. So comparatively, I haven't really necessarily lost a lot of weight. It was more like I broke even for the year. So people can't really 100% tell, and she definitely couldn't tell. Because I told her, I'm like, yeah, I lost weight. It's almost like 20 pounds. She eyes me up and down, and you could see the judgmental like face, like, uh-huh, sure, kind of thing while she's looking me up and down. And then she says, well, your legs look thinner, so that's good. Which is like, she said that was one of the indicators that I was walking around like tree stumps for legs, that was kind of one of the things that gave it away. I was like, I think I was just wearing looser jeans at the time, you know. But she said that, you know, she didn't say I didn't lose any weight. She just said, oh, your legs look thinner, so that's good. And I was like, okay, that I can't until I get like super thin or something, that, you know, she's not really going to say much. And I understand. At the same time, while I feel good about the fact that I've lost some weight, I know for a fact that almost no one can tell, and that I shouldn't start celebrating just yet, because if I do that, it's going to be so premature and I'm not going to try. I mean, this morning, well, I was supposed to be my first day back to the gym since the holiday break, and I had not gone. You know, instead I ended up like being a bum and sleeping in a little later, and washing the dishes was like the most active thing I did up until I started recording this podcast. And even then, the active part was setting up the podcast. And then, you know, this is just talking. Anyhow, I think I'm going to wrap it up there. But take care of yourselves. I hope 2019 is awesome for you. Let me know what you have planned for, like a New Year's resolution. You know, you don't have to wait till midnight and come New Year to start it. And it doesn't even have to be anything big. So I think part of the problem is that when you plan a New Year's resolution, it's always such a drastic transition from what you're doing now, so it's harder for you to execute it. You know, if anything, start off with some steps. Just be like, oh, here's the first step towards whatever it is you want to do. You know, even if that first step is a little big, just at least plan that much. Don't be like, oh, I'm planning on writing a novel. Okay, start off smaller. Fucking buy paper. You know, get a pen. Take some time to not be on some kind of social media platform so you can observe an aspect of life that intrigues you. Or, I don't know, any little thing. I mean, it's even like fucking quitting cigarettes is like people are using vaping as a transitionary thing. You know, you can find something that will be kind of like a part of it. And then over time, you'll be able to build up from there. You don't have to have it all figured out right away. Shit, that's what got me into podcasting and comedy, is kind of just one day just going in and doing it. But at the same time, like, I prepared myself little by little by acquiring different little skills here and there. And I just put all those bits together. Like, okay, I thought, made a funny observation, so I kept that thought in my head. And then I made another funny observation. So when it came to doing stand-up, I just took all those little random thoughts that I had and I put them together, and I made a really terrible 5-minute set, but at least I gave it a shot, you know? The biggest step was actually getting on stage. So it's find something small and build up from there, if that's the best way for you to do it. If you're a person that's like all in kind of person, then just fucking go out there and go all in on it. That's fine. I'm just saying, you know, like, figure out what's the best way for you to do something. Just do it. You know, you don't need a whole big plan, but let me know what it is. Let me know. I as far as I know, I have no New Year's resolutions, because so far I'm doing the things I want to do. I know there are some career aspects, but that's not something I could figure out in 2019. Best I could do is just kind of keep at this pace and put myself out there and submit myself for showcases or for festivals or for production work, things like that. We will see where that goes. I've already gotten to the point where I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, and I know that you can only really get better with time and experience networking. But it's you just go out there and you do that shit and just keep going until you either get really good at it and say, this is for me, or you say, you know what, I was wrong, this was more of a passion thing, or whatever. Either way, get out there, lose the weight, fucking quit doing something or start doing something. I don't know. Be kind to a stranger. You know, don't be an asshole. You never know when somebody's having a shitty day and how easily you can turn things around. I turned a guy's day around last year by holding the door open for him at the 7-Eleven. He was like kind of getting out of his car a little cranky. It was one of those things where if he'd picked up the pace a little better, it would have been easier for him to come in. But I stayed there and I waited a little bit. I wasn't rushing him to the door, but I said, all right, I'm just going to hold this door open for him. It's an extra, what, 2-3 seconds out of my day. That's about it. And he was so happy about the fact that I held the door open for him. He's like, that's the first kind gesture anybody's done for me all day. And I literally just held the door open for him. And then he started asking me a bunch of questions, trying to socialize with me. I was like, I'm going to get my buddy this drink. He likes this. Should I do this? And we had this quick chat. It wasn't anything big to me. But when I get to the register with like the stuff that I was getting snacks for me and my colleagues. The guy's like, don't worry about it. That gentleman over there already paid for it. So the cashier, the guy went up to the cashier and said, whatever he's buying or doing, I'm paying for it. So that was awesome. I'm not saying that you'll get hooked up by a homeless person or a homeless. That was a dick move of me to assume he was homeless. But he had a car and he had money to buy me shit. That was a faux pas. But if you get, kindness from a stranger, then good for you. Awesome. I wasn't looking for anything in return, but that was appreciated. And I'm glad that I made his day better. And that made my day better because I had an extra $5 for the end of the day, and I'm sure I used that on something like pizza. Anyhow, I'm going to get out of here. Keep life awkward. My name is Jose Chavez. Follow me on social medias at I Am Jose Chavez. Email me if you want to suggest a topic or want to tell me what your plans are for the new year. JoseChavezComedian@gmail.com. And check out the website, awkwardlysocialcomedy.com. Y'all take care. See ya.